بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وأنذرهم يوم الحسرة إذ قضي الأمر وهم في غفلة وهم لا يؤمنون.
Verse number 39. And warn the people, O Messenger, of the day of regret, when the evildoer will regret his evil doings, and when the righteous will regret not being more obedient, when the scrolls of the servants will be wrapped, their reckoning is finished, and each person goes towards what he had sent forward. But they have been deceived by their worldly life, and are unmindful of the hereafter, and they do not accept the day of judgment.
إِنَّا نَحْنُ نَرِثُ الْأَرْضَ وَمَنْ عَلَيْهَا وَإِلَيْنَا يُرْجَعُونَ.
Verse number 40. I am the one who will remain after the creation has perished. I shall inherit the earth and those on it, because they will have perished and I will remain after them. And I own them and do with them as I want. To me alone they shall return on the day of judgment, to be reckoned and recompensed.
وَاذْكُرْ فِي الْكِتَابِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ إِنَّهُ كَانَ صِدِّيقًا نَبِيًّا.
Verse number 41. And mention, O Messenger, in the Quran which has been revealed to you, the story of Ibrahim, peace be upon him. He was very truthful and firmly believed the signs of Allah.
إِذْ قَالَ لِأَبِيهِ يَا أَبَتِ لِمَ تَعْبُدُ مَا لَا يَسْمَعُ وَلَا يُبَطِرُ وَلَا يُغْنِي عَنْكَ شَيْئًا.
Verse number 42. When he said to his father Azar, O father, why do you worship besides Allah an idol, which does not hear your supplication if you supplicate it, does not see your worship when you worship it, does not remove harm from you, and does not bring any benefit to you?
Ya abati inni qad ja'ani min al-'ilm ma lam ya'tika fattabi'ni ahdika siratan sawiyya.
Verse number 43. O father, such knowledge has come to me through revelation, which has not come to you, so follow me, and I shall guide you to the straight path.
يا أبت لا تعبد الشيطان إن الشيطان كان للرحمن عصيا.
Verse number 44. O father, do not worship the Satan by obeying him. The Satan is disobedient to the merciful, as he ordered him to prostrate to Adam, but he did not prostrate.
يا أبت إني أخاف أن يمسك عذاب من الرحمن فتكون للشيطان وليا.
Verse number 45. O father, I fear a punishment from the merciful will afflict you, if you die in your disbelief. Then you will be a companion to him in punishment, due to your befriending him.
قال أراغب أنت عن آلهتي يا إبراهيم لئن لم تنته لأرجمنك واهجرني مليا.
Verse number 46. Azar said to his son Ibrahim, peace be upon him, are you turning away from the idols I worship, O Ibrahim? If you do not stop criticizing my idols, I shall pelt you with stones. Leave me for a long time. Do not talk to me or be with me.
قال سلام عليك سأستغفر لك ربي إنه كان بي حفيا.
Verse number 47. Ibrahim, peace be upon him, said to his father, greetings of peace to you from me. You will not face from me what you dislike. I shall seek forgiveness and guidance from my Lord for you. He is very kind to me.
وأعتزلكم وما تدعون من دون الله وأدعو ربي عسى ألا أكون بدعاء ربي شقيا.
Verse number 48. And I shall leave you and leave the idols you worship besides Allah, and I shall call upon my Lord alone, without associating any partner with him. Perhaps he will not deprive me if I pray to him, otherwise I will be unsuccessful in praying to him.
فلما اعتزلهم وما يعبدون من دون الله وهبنا له إسحاق ويعقوب وكلا جعلنا نبيا.
Verse number 49. So when he left them and their Allahs they used to worship besides Allah, I replaced for him his loss of family, and so I gave him his son Ishaq, and I gave him his grandson Ya'qub, and each one of them I made a prophet.
وَوَهَبْنَا لَهُمْ مِنْ رَحْمَتِنَا وَجَعَلْنَا لَهُمْ لِسَانَ صِدْقٍ عَلِيًّا.
Verse number 50. And out of my mercy, I gave them much good alongside prophethood, and I established for them good praise which remains on the tongues of people.
واذكر في الكتاب موسى إنه كان مخلصا وكان رسولا نبيا.
Verse number 51. And mention, O Messenger, and the Quran revealed to you the story of Musa, peace be upon him. He was chosen and selected, and he was a messenger and prophet. Beneficial points. 1. The Day of Judgment will be a day of regret for the disbelievers and a day of happiness for the believers. 2. A person must be respectful, kind and soft when speaking to one's parents, and one should choose the best name when addressing them. 3. Sins deprive the servant of Allah's mercy and close its doors on him, just as obedience is the greatest means of attaining his mercy. 4. Allah has promised to spread true praise of every righteous person according to his righteousness. Ibrahim, peace be upon him, and his children are among the leaders of the righteous.
وَنَادَيْنَاهُ مِنْ جَانِبِ الطُّورِ الْأَيْمَنِ وَقَرَّبْنَاهُ نَجِيًّا.
Verse number 52. I called him from the side of the mountain that was on the right in relation to where Musa, peace be upon him, was, and I brought him near a communion where Allah let him hear his speech.
وَوَهَبْنَا لَهُ مِنْ رَحْمَتِنَا أَخَاهُ هَارُونَ نَبِيًّا.
Verse number 53. I gave him out of my grace and favor his brother Harun, peace be upon him, as a prophet, in answer to his prayer when he asked his Lord for that.
وَاذْكُرْ فِي الْكِتَابِ إِسْمَاعِيلَ إِنَّهُ كَانَ صَادِقَ الْوَعْدِ وَكَانَ رَسُولًا نَبِيًّا.
Verse number 54. And mention, O Messenger, in the Quran revealed to you the story of Ismail, peace be upon him. He was true to his promise. Whenever he made a promise, he fulfilled it, and he was a messenger and prophet.
وَكَانَ يَأْمُرُ أَهْلَهُ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَالزَّكَاةِ وَكَانَ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِ مَرْضِيًّا.
Verse number 55. He used to instruct his household to keep up the prayer and to give zakah, and his Lord was well pleased with him.
وَاذْكُرْ فِي الْكِتَابِ إِدْرِيسَ إِنَّهُ كَانَ صِدِّيقًا نَبِيًّا.
Verse number 56. And mention, O Messenger, in the Quran which has been revealed to you, the story of Idris, peace be upon him. He was very truthful and firmly believed in the signs of his Lord, and he was one of the prophets of Allah.
وَرَفَعْنَاهُ مَكَانًا عَلِيًّا.
Verse number 57. I raised his mention by the prophethood I gave him, and he therefore was of a high rank.
أولئك الذين أنعم الله عليهم من النبيين من ذرية آدم وممن حملنا مع نوح وَمِمَّنْ حَمَلْنَا مَعَ نُوحٍ وَمِنْ ذُرِّيَّةِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَإِسْرَائِيلَ وَمِمَّنْ هَدَيْنَا وَاجْتَبَيْنَا إِذَا تُتْلَى عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُ الرَّحْمَنِ خَرُّوا سُجَّدًا وَبُكِيًّا.
Verse number 58. Those who were mentioned in this surah, beginning with Zechariah, and ending with Idris, peace be upon them, are the ones whom Allah blessed with prophethood, from the children of Adam, peace be upon him, and from the children of those whom I carried in the ark, with Nuh, peace be upon him, and from the children of Ibrahim, and the children of Ya'qub, peace be upon them, and from those whom I blessed with guidance to Islam, and whom I chose and made prophets. When they heard the words of Allah being recited, they prostrated to Allah, weeping out of his fear.
فَخَلَفَ مِن بَعْدِهِمْ خَلْفٌ أَضَاعُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَاتَّبَعُوا الشَّهَوَاتِ فَسَوْفَ يَلْقَوْنَ غَيَّا.
Verse number 59. After these chosen prophets came followers of evil and deviation, who neglected prayer by not offering it in the required manner, and who perpetrated sins driven by their own desires, such as fornication. These people will come face to face with evil and disappointment in hell.
إِلَّا مَن تَابَ وَآمَنَ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا فَأُولَئِكَ يَدْخُلُونَ الْجَنَّةَ وَلَا يُظْلَمُونَ شَيْئًا.
Verse number 60. But those who repented from their neglect and excess, who had faith in Allah, and who did righteous deeds, those who possess such attributes will enter paradise, and the reward of their actions will not be reduced in the least.
جَنَّاتِ عَدْنٍ الَّتِي وَعَدَ الرَّحْمَنُ عِبَادَهُ بِالْغَيْبِ إِنَّهُ كَانَ وَعْدُهُ مَأْتِيًّا.
Verse number 61. Gardens of residence and permanence, which the Merciful promised his servants in the Ghaib, that he will make them enter them. They did not see them, but they believed in them. Allah's promise of paradise, even though it is in the Ghaib, will most certainly come to pass.
لا يسمعون فيها لغوا إلا سلاما ولهم رزقهم فيها بكرة وعشيا.
Verse number 62. There they will not hear anything futile nor any obscene talk. Instead, they will hear the greeting of peace to one another and the greeting of peace from the angels to them. They will be given whatever type of food they desire in the morning and evening.
تِلْكَ الْجَنَّةُ الَّتِي نُورِثُ مِنْ عِبَادِنَا مَنْ كَانَ تَقِيًّا.
Verse number 63. This paradise, described with the above attributes, is the one that I will give to those of my servants who fulfilled the commandments and avoided the prohibitions. After Allah, may He be glorified, mentioned the reward of those who are mindful of Him, he mentioned that Allah consciousness is to implement His command in the following verse.
وَمَا نَتَنَزَّلُ إِلَّا بِأَمْرِ رَبِّكَ لَهُ مَا بَيْنَ أَيْدِينَا وَمَا خَلْفَنَا وَمَا بَيْنَ ذَلِكَ وَمَا كَانَ رَبُّكَ نَسِيًّا.
Verse number 64. And say, O Jibril, to Muhammad, peace be upon him, the angels do not descend of their own accord. They only descend at Allah's command. Everything ahead of us in the hereafter, everything behind us in the world, and everything in between the world and the hereafter, all belong to Allah. Your Lord, O Messenger, would not forget anything. Beneficial points. 1. A preacher is always in need of assistance to help him in his call. 2. Proof of the attribute of speech for Allah, the Exalted. 3. Being true to one's promise is praiseworthy and is the character trait of the prophets and messengers. The opposite, which is to break one's promise, is blameworthy. 4. The angels are Allah's messengers who bring revelation. They do not descend on any of the prophets or messengers from amongst humans except with Allah's instruction.